about 80 members of the security forces who were there at the time of the attack have all been sacked, and also including some soldiers who were also in the barracks close to the prison yard. Some of them have also been sacked. According to the spokesperson for the government, Gawal Jallo, he said that they have proofs to show that the soldiers were responsible for these guys to infiltrate right into the prison yards. They said they opened the doors for the guys. So we don't know whether it is true or it's just a way to blame those soldiers. But the Minister of Justice himself came out publicly again to say, look, the others who are there are not armed, but the soldiers outside who are manning in and out of the prison yards were well armed. So the $100 million question people are asking now is, how come these guys were able to sneak into the prison yard and then get these guys outside without being arrested and without being seen doing so?
Can you describe for us the situation in Conakry now following the jailbreak? I mean, what is the environment like? Are people free to move around?
The situation in Conakry is calm. People are going about their daily activities. But, you know, they are still going out, in and out with fear, you know, in their stomach. People are afraid because we are facing a wide-scale insecurity now in Conakry. And a lot of proofs have been seen. No why to say that we are facing a lot of insecurity in Conakry. But people now, they go out very early in the morning, and you see them coming back late, and you see them come back in the evening. So nobody is venturing to stay out as like before until 1 or 2 in the morning. So people are outside now, but the people are really scared. Guineans don't know what and what will happen within the next few days, weeks, or month in the country due to what is happening now. Some of them are even saying that PV has not yet been found up till now, and people know who is PV indeed. His military reputation is very tough, and he's a no-nonsense soldier. And what is up in his sleeve, nobody knows. And also those soldiers that have been sacked, what are they going to do next? Are they going to accept their sackings or what? So we have all these questions on the table, which ordinary Guineans are asking.